Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Today, we continue the quest to provide students from low-income families who are struggling in a traditional public school setting with some kind of affordable alternative that will keep them in school and prevent them from becoming just another dropout statistic. Montana is one of only 8 remaining states with no school choice, and since this week is National School Choice Week, it seems a fitting time to focus on that problem. The education establishment, those with vested interest in maintaining the status quo, argue that we do have school choice, and they point to Montana's 138 private schools and the fact that people can homeschool as proof. What they fail to mention is that these schools are only available to students whose parents can afford it. Private school is expensive, and to homeschool well, many families realize that only one spouse can work. What about struggling kids from lower-income homes? Don't they deserve a chance? This is the question we asked of the education lobby and the teachers' union at 2 hearings on Monday, and we'll ask again at 2 more hearings today. The sad thing is that the education establishment just doesn't get it. They see all forms of school choice as a threat to their funding and their power, and when they feel threatened, they come out swinging. On Monday, they testified that not only do Montana schools score well against other states, which is true, they also said that our schools are some of the best in the entire world. That's a stretch. But even if it were true, they're still missing the point. This is about the kids, not the schools. If we sent a student to Harvard or MIT or Cornell and they flunked out, the fact that the school is a great school is irrelevant. What is relevant is the fact that the student was not in a school where they could succeed, for whatever reason. And that, friends, is exactly my point. And it's the crucial fact overlooked by those who point to aggregate school performance on standardized tests as evidence that school choice isn't needed. Remember, this is about individual kids, and if they struggle and drop out, then the fact that the school was a good school means nothing. And in Montana, the fact that we have a 20% dropout rate means that the schools are not working for 20% of the kids. As I've said before, we can do better. Today, the House Education Committee will hear 2 bills. The first is House Bill 288 to create an education savings account for children with special needs. This bill would allow 90% of the money normally spent on a child in a traditional public school setting to be used by the child to fund an acceptable alternative, such as a specialized private school. The second bill is House Bill 315, which would create public charter schools. These work well in other states, and they can have a certain focus. In addition to the core curriculum, they can emphasize things like science, or technology, or the arts, or the trades. In other states, lots of unions run their own charter schools, basically trade schools for carpenters or electricians or welders. Kids who have no desire to go on to college graduate with a highly marketable skill. This is what we mean by school choice, plugging kids into an educational setting that keeps them engaged and on track. It's good for kids, it's good for schools, and it just makes sense. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.